MSO News, giving voice to the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Wednesday, October 11, 2023. Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. I'm Rick Moore with today's headlines. $1 billion headed to the Bay State. Lynn, MBTA platform work ahead of schedule.
I'm Bill Newell, and later in sports, we'll tell you about one of the high school football matchups taking place Thursday night. Rick?
Okay, thanks, Bill. Mix of clouds and sun today, mid-60s. High tide in Gloucester Harbor, 9:54 a.m. and 10:07 p.m. Massachusetts is getting just over $1 billion in federal funding for infrastructure projects. Salem News State House reporter Christian Wade writes that the money can be used for potholes, bridge repairs, tunnels, carbon emission reduction efforts, highway safety improvements, and workforce development. Rockport school officials are planning to ask the town to fund $326,000 to target capital projects. The Gloucester Times reports that the projects would support replacing heating and ventilation units, window blinds and carpets, as well as addressing transportation needs. The Daily Item is reporting that a temporary MBTA train platform will be opening in December. The station was closed down due to safety issues, and the proposed temporary fix was originally scheduled to be completed in March of 2024. This announcement yesterday moves the reopening up several months. Lynn commuters have been shuttled from Lynn to the Swampscott station. There is also ferry service from Lynn to Boston available through October. It appears that a massive condominium and apartment project along Salisbury Beach is moving forward. The Daily News is reporting that the Big Block Development Group's oceanfront project, with a cost of $190 million, has received a vote of approval from the town's Conservation Commission. The development will feature 235 residential units in a five-story building that will also feature some commercial space. NWCVB-TV is reporting that two kayakers were rescued Friday evening in Boston Harbor. Two men were heard calling for help, and the Boston Harbor Police Unit responded. The kayakers were impacted by the wake of larger boats in the harbor. Authorities are cautioning that many kayaks are designed for lakes, not the ocean. The Bruins open their season tonight with some old-time star power. Bill Newell on sports next.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
MSO News Sports. News updates throughout the day. Great local sports coverage, giving voice to North Shore newsmakers.
This is MSO Sports. I'm Bill Newell. The Bruins open their season tonight at the Garden against the Chicago Blackhawks. Puck drop at 7:30. A lot of Bruins legends will be honored tonight. As Bruins coach Jim Montgomery reports, current players will hear from the old-timers.
Well, I think we're very hopeful that we'll have a lot of them come into the locker room, you know, do lineup reads beforehand, but specifically post-game, being able to share their knowledge of what it meant to be a Bruin, but also like their knowledge of how to handle the league, you know, how you need to be firm in this league. And I'm talking with physical altercations, the one-on-one battles that go on, how to handle them mentally and physically. Like those are the knowledge of a guy like Ray Bourque, being able to pass that on to anybody or, you know, numerous players that are going to come, whether it's Phil Esposito, it's Cashman, it's, you know, Neely's here every day. It was a little bit different for him being a president.
Bruins coach Jim Montgomery. The Celtics have a preseason game tonight in Philadelphia against the 76ers, and up next for the Patriots, it's Las Vegas on the road Sunday afternoon. We have Thursday night football this week here on the North Shore. Unfortunately, you cannot watch the games on Amazon Prime. Peabody travels to Winthrop. The Tanners 5-0. Coach Mark Betancourt on the game.
People call this a trap game for us because, you know, we have a three-day week and we're playing on Thursday. And playing back Winthrop is always a tall task. I mean, they run that wing tee. They run it very, very well. That's all they do. So the kids are very, very crisp on their trap blocks. They block you at the hip. They're very well trained. They're very, very well coached. Now that coaching staff is made up of a majority of Winthrop graduates, it's being taught by kids who have been there and done that. So, people say hot and cold. It's a matter of stopping that offense. I mean, defensively, they're going to be tough. They're going to be strong, and they're going to hit hard. Winthrop's one of those teams, like similar to the old days of Gloucester. You get back on the bus, you know you played a football game. So they're going to be strong. They're going to be tough. They have a couple of really good running backs that are hard to take down. And you know, with the misdirection created through that offense, you have to be disciplined. If your job is to take care of the dive, you can't be watching the motion, because if you watch the motion, it takes you away from the dive. You have to do your job. If you're responsible for the motion sweep, you can't be worried about the dive. That's not your responsibility. You have to take care of your responsibility defensively. And once it's a type of team, they're satisfied with 3-4 yards a pop. They'll go for it on 4th-and-1, 4th-and-2 in their own end. They're very, very confident in what they run. And you have to come up and you have to stop them. You can stop them 10 plays in a row. They're relying on that 11th play to go 80 yards. And you see it on the film. You watch the film. They'll run the ball 50 times. 47 times, they'll get 1 or 2 yards of whack. But those 3 times that someone didn't do their responsibility, they hit you for 50, 60, 70 yards.
Mm.
You've got to play disciplined football. And we're working on that in practice this week. We're really, really focusing on that point that, do your job. Don't worry about the other jobs. If you're a middle linebacker, you're not going to stop the jet sweep. Don't even look at it. Don't take your responsibility. Focus on what your job is. And offensively, again, we just have to get better. They're a tough team against the run. We may have to throw the ball a little bit more than maybe we want to. But you do what you have to do to win the game.
Winthrop football, 3-2, has a tall task on hand tomorrow night, trying to slow down the bigger Tanner team.
We have a pattern of we win a game and then we lose a game. And then we win a game, then we lose a game. And we're just trying to find that consistency right now, which hopefully last week kind of kick-started, and we can get going, offensively as well as defensively. Like you said, we played pretty well defensively. And now it's more just putting it together offensively and being more consistent.
Winthrop football coach Jonathan Cadigan. We will have plenty of local football coverage all week on the website leading up to this weekend's games. This is North Shore Today, giving voice to the North Shore. Have a great Wednesday, everybody. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell.
We are MSONewsSports.com, the North Shore's news and sports website, featuring North Shore Sports Night, Monday nights at 7, the North Shore and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk shows, hosting on Thursdays, North Shore Today, the area's multimedia, community-based daily magazine. Our connections feature interview segments. Spread the word about MSONewsSports.com as we support North Shore communities with our exclusive content, powered by Moynihan Lumber, Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire.